I grew this white goatee thinking it would say, distinguished gentleman. Turns out it says, senior discount, please.
Thanks for joining us today. You're listening to Laugh Again with Phil Calloway.
Fans of Laugh Again Radio will remember the story of Doug Nichols, winner of our first Skunk Buster Award. Doug is an inspiring friend of mine with a fantastic laugh and a great sense of what brings us joy. He was a rowdy troublemaker whose teachers told him he wouldn't amount to anything. He was living down to their expectations until God got a hold of him, tackled Doug, and turned him around. Several years ago, Doug listened to a doctor's prognosis. "You have colon cancer, Doug. You have a 30% chance of recovery." "You mean I have a 70% chance of dying?" Nichols corrected him. Surgery and radiation treatments left Doug's body racked with pain, but his world was not the only one collapsing. News reports from Africa's Rwanda indicated that civil war had spiraled out of control. More than 1 million people had been slaughtered. Terrified Rwandans fled to filthy refugee camps in Zaire, where diseases like cholera found a ready home. As Doug read those terrible accounts, the thought hit him, "I'd like to hold some of those dying children in my arms before I go home." Soon, he found himself in the middle of Rwanda doing exactly that. One day, he was approached by a local Christian leader. This man had hired 300 refugees as stretcher bearers to bring in the sick and bury the dead. "Mr. Nichols," he said, "we have a problem. I was given only so much money to hire these people, and now they want to go on strike. But if they don't work, thousands more will die. Can you talk to them?" Doug walked over to a bombed-out school building and ascended the steps. 300 angry men surrounded him and the interpreter. "I can't possibly understand the pain you've experienced," Doug began. "Nothing tragic has happened in my life that compares to what you've suffered. The only thing that's happened to me is that I've got cancer." The interpreter stopped him cold. "Excuse me," he said, "you have cancer? Did your doctor say you could come over here?" "He told me if I came to Africa, I'd probably be dead in 3 days. I'm here because God let us come to help you," Nichols told him. "If I die, just bury me where you bury everyone else." The interpreter began to weep. Then he turned to the other workers. "This man has cancer. He came over here willing to die for our people, and we're going on strike just to get a little bit more money." Suddenly, men on all sides began falling to their knees in tears. One threw his arm around Doug's legs and hugged him. The others stood to their feet and went back to work. Doug told this story to our children around the table one night when he and his wife Margaret were visiting. "What did I do?" he later asked us. "Nothing. I just got cancer." God used that weakness to move the hearts of people. Because they went back to work, thousands of lives were saved and many heard about Jesus. I don't pretend to know why, but I've seen it happen over and over. God uses our weaknesses and inabilities when we give them to Him. Today, Doug is more alive than ever. If he's not praying over squatters on a garbage dump in Manila, he might be hugging a dying child in a refugee camp. If he's not visiting one of his 2 adopted Filipino children, he may be celebrating the fact that doctors are shaking their heads. The cancer has vanished. Doug knows the future is uncertain, but he's filled with joy. You should hear him laugh. Why? Because he knows firsthand that God transforms lives, and he still believes what he told a very surprised doctor the day cancer first stared him in the face. "Let me tell you something, Doc," said Nichols. "I may have a 70% chance of dying, but whatever happens, I have a 100% chance of going to heaven."
Humorous and encouraging, with practical biblical insights on matters of life and faith. That's what Truth in Life magazine is all about. It's our complimentary publication that's released 6 times a year, featuring Phil Calloway and other ministry writers. Get it delivered to your home free of charge. Sign up today by calling 1-800-663-2425 or in the U.S. call 1-844-663-2424. Laugh Again. Truth bringing laughter to life.